This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I've got somebody standing by on the phone. His name is Jason Lee, country music singer-songwriter, and he's unveiling his second studio album in 2001. I think it's in February. But we don't have to wait and play a song off that, certainly the title track, which is Whiskey Kinda Night, because it's been released. And there you go. And we're going to play it very, very shortly. It will be the first album from Jason Lee since his debut release Better Late Than Never in 2010. So a while between drinks, whiskey mainly, I would suggest. Originally from Sydney and now residing in beautiful Nowra on the south coast of New South Wales, Jason's career has spanned over 15 years. And there's been many highlights to date, including he debuted at number one on the country tracks chart with his single A Memory that was released in 2010, has supported some great people in country music, Adam Harvey, Becky Cole, Travis Collins, the McClearmonts, just to name a few, has performed at festivals including the Tamworth Country Music Festival and the historic Gympie Music Muster, nominated for Best New Talent at the 2012 Golden Guitar Awards, winner of the Victorian and National Country Music Award for Male Artist of the Year, APRA Song of the Year and Heritage Song of the Year. There's still more to come. Winner of the Southern Stars Capital News Independent Rising Male Artist of the Year. Winner of the Male Artist of the Year for the Meet and Greet People's Choice Awards. Your mantelpiece must be chockers, Jason Lee.
It is, mate. It is. Oh, someone starts rattling it off. It's kind of a bit, I feel a bit, what's that?
Humble?
Yeah, humble, but greedy. I feel a bit greedy.
You know, country artists who love their craft like you do, you're not in it for the awards, but gee, they're nice when you get them.
Oh, they definitely are, mate. It's not something we set out to do, you know. We just set out to put out some great music for great listeners, tell some great stories. That's country singers. And come with that is, you know, accolades and achievements like Golden Guitar nominations and awards, you know, National Country Music Awards and stuff. So grateful to, you know, pick up all those awards.
Well, we'll get to your latest single in a tick, and of course we'll be playing it and talking about it. But listen, first up, welcome to Fab FM, and our listeners will love to hear the Jason Lee story. How did you get into the country music genre in the first place?
Yeah, my dad, he was a huge Chad Morgan fan, and mum was a huge Elvis fan, actually.
Oh.
So, you know, it's country rock, country and rock. So I spent my life listening to Merle Haggard, Stan Kostka, Slim Dusty, Chad Morgan, Elvis Presley, and, mate, the list goes on. Graham Connors, there's millions. And then in my teenage years, I started listening to Lee Kernaghan and Troy Cathar Daly, and all those, you know, Adam Brand, Adam Harvey. So from a young age, it's been instilled into me. So I kind of was, you know, raised around it.
Well, of course, you moved from the big smoke of Sydney to Nowra, as I mentioned in the intro, on the south coast of New South Wales, a beautiful, beautiful area, which I'm very familiar with because I used to work at Win 4 at Wollongong at the TV station there. So I got to know Wollongong, Nowra, all that area right down to Bega. So why did you make that change from the big smoke where you'd think where the record companies would be and all the action would be down to Nowra?
Yeah, all the labels and stuff are all in Sydney and all the main, a lot of the music and industry people and artists and other artists are in kind of the central coast, kind of Newcastle area. But my wife was given a term down here with work and, you know, a 5-year term. And so we moved down for that and closer to family as well, which is down here. And I would open a business down here in Nowra. So we opened a pool table shop in Nowra and I ran that for the last 7 years or something.
Hang on, back up here. Did you say pool table?
I did, yeah.
Right. That's unusual little side business you got there.
In 2010, I released my debut album. I actually released my debut EP in 2008 and my album in 2010. And then, went through 2010, 11, and 2012, struggling a little bit with mental health. 2013, 2014, it really hit me, or 2013, it hit me really bad. So I had to, make sure I was okay and look after myself, and I reached out and asked for some help, and I got help, and I ended up with a job. A guy gave me a job at Riverwood, kind of just delivering pool tables and installing stuff, so doing some labouring stuff, and my past has always been sales, so he saw the good thing in the sales with me, and he put me in the office and made me the store manager. So
wow.
I ended up working there for quite a few years. And, I probably installed about two or three tables in that time. I was just pretty too busy in the shop. And then when I came down here, we just, opened our own shop, me and the wife.
That's great.
So, yeah, it was fun. Absolutely.
No, it's just fantastic. Well, look, tell us a little bit about the family, your wife, and, are your folks still around the traps?
Yeah, so mum's still around. I lost dad when I was 18. So, a big kind of part of my mental health issue has been the loss of my dad. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's okay, mate. Thank you. Being 18 years old, it hit pretty hard when I was 18. And then I started taking some unnecessary roads I didn't want to take. And when I was 22, I decided to take up music because when dad passed, I gave it away. I didn't want to touch a guitar. I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to do anything. And then when I was about 22, 23, I took it back up again and joined a country music club in Campbelltown called the MacArthur Country Music Club. And so they helped me out, immensely. And they got me through a lot of things as well and got me to pretty much push me back up on stage. And so I kind of went through that, but mum's still here at the moment. She's not well at the moment, so we're just taking day by day with her, and we're just getting by and just making sure that she's okay. And the wife, and I've got three beautiful boys and a beautiful girl as well, who are all grown up and they've all got boyfriends and girlfriends.
All right, what's your wife's name?
Catherine.
Catherine, lovely yeah. Name.
Miss Catherine.
Miss Catherine.
Miss Catherine, I call her.
Sounds like a she who must be obeyed person. Oh, look, controversy. You mentioned a little bit about mental health issues, and certainly during COVID there's been an explosion of mental health. Can I just quickly get some advice? I mean, there are people up here listening to this very interview who have been or going through that. What advice would you give them, Jason?
Just to look after yourself, and Melinda Snyder just rang out a beautiful EP called "Be Gentle on Yourself," and Melinda is such a beautiful person who has also had some battles and some demons to fight as well. But the main advice I would give is to ask for help and just go and speak to someone. They would be surprised at how quickly they can feel a bit better if they just open up and don't hold anything back. If you think it's going to be silly or, you might get laughed at or you might feel embarrassed, don't feel embarrassed. I certainly didn't feel embarrassed. And I've said to many people, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, if you're feeling down and you want to hit me up on Facebook, I'm there for you. If you want to message me and, have a chat, I'm also down for that because I've beat that demon and I've been through that. So
the old black dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What a lovely thing, giving back. That's wonderful. We're talking with Jason Lee, country music singer-songwriter. Let's talk about the new single. We'll talk about the album, but let's concentrate on that single now. It's called Whiskey Kind of Night. I reckon I've had a couple of those. Have you had a couple of Whiskey Kind of Nights?
I have, yeah. this song was co-written by a buddy of mine, Mason Thornley, in Nashville, and I got the song acoustically and just fell in love with it. And it was like, it's one of those songs. It's not a long story. It doesn't tell a big story, but it tells a story. And it's, basically about that time in a relationship that you realize after all the love and effort you've put in, that it wasn't worth anything because that person doesn't feel the same for you as you feel for them, and it's been a waste of time. So it becomes a whiskey kind of night, you know. Now, a whiskey kind of night really could be anything, you know. It could be over celebration, and I've celebrated over many whiskeys. I go around to the father-in-law. Right. Now, my wife's family is Irish.
Oh, so hello.
There's always going to be Irish whiskey around the house and jams on guitar. So there's no doubt that, you know, that's going to happen. So plenty of whiskey nights there as well.
I'm dying to play Whiskey Kind of Night for everybody. Can I get you to introduce it, please, Jason Lee?
You can. This is my new single, Whiskey Kind of Night.
Get home through the door, still ain't used to that lonely sad only one.
Whiskey Kind of Night,
which is an absolute fantastic song. The album itself is being released in 2021, and has it been put back because of COVID?
It wasn't really. I mean, this the title track now, Whiskey Kind of Night, was going to come out with the album. It's no point releasing the album yet, and it kind of wasn't finished, so I would have to rush finish it, and it's not what I wanted to do, because you start rushing things, you make mistakes, and so we're just kind of, you know, taking our time with it, and just letting it take its journey. And its journey is three singles with an album to follow. So COVID kind of, like I said recently, it's been a bit of a good thing. I won't say blessing because it wasn't a blessing, but it was definitely a good thing in the eyes of musicians, apart from losing their gigs, because that just, that drowned us. But it's given us time to write, do more writing, do more things that we never, you know, would have done or felt we couldn't do, and just take a step backwards and just look at the overall bigger picture of things. And kind of go, okay, this is what I'm going to do for the next 12 months, or this is my plan for the next 3 years. So that was good.
Beautiful, Jason. Oh, terrific. Great interview. Thank you so much, mate.
Awesome. No worries, man.
See you, mate.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy.